T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Don Shula is the man right now in Dolphin Land, and now he watches the clock tick away as Shula has won his Super Bowl. The Miami Dolphins have defeated the Washington Redskins. Now the clock, there's a gun, and Miami has won Super Bowl 7. The final score, Miami 14 and Washington 7.
This is for the national championship for Nebraska.
So now it's Council who carries the run that could win the World Series as he leads away from third. The 0-1 pitch. A liner off Nagy's glove into center field. The Florida Marlins have won the World Series.
So Miami needs a good three. They've got time to set it up. Chalmers, left side, Real. LeBron for three. James misses. Rebound, Bosch. Back to Allen, the long shot. Allen from downtown with 5.2 left. Take those yellow ropes back inside.
Hey, that kind of sounded kind of Severino.
Who?
That laugh right there.
Oh, you mean Hollinsworth?
Huh? Yeah, like Hollinsworth, the chuckle.
Crotty's got a little bit of that to him. Crotty will either, he'll either do that or he'll have the howl when he gets going. That is your hint for the code word, Leroy. Are you able to gather what is the code word based on the clues that Robbie has given you?
Championship?
Nope. Nope. Nope, but good guess. Good guess.
That's too big for our.
Can I give a hint?
Yeah.
I had to go somewhere to get those clips.
Yeah, where do you have to go?
Was the throwback the vault?
The vault! The vault!
I was gonna say archive.
No, you had it, man.
No, I said vault because I couldn't think of archive.
Archive's too tough a word. I can't spell that.
Enjoy, kicked your ass.
Your word this hour for Channing's change is vault. V-A-U-L-T, vault. Text VAULT to 72881, and you can win $1,000. Your next chance to win is going to be at the top of next hour. It is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. VAULT, V-A-U-L-T, VAULT. That is your word this hour, and your chance to win $1,000. We are doing that today all the way up until 4 p.m., so be listening for that. And, yeah, that's our word, VAULT. Well done, Robbie. That was a nice montage. The Don Shula stuff, it didn't make me any less embarrassed for the Dolphins tanking. It was a nice try, though.
Hey, it sounded like the guy was talking on transistor radio.
Yeah.
And there's the gun.
Had a certain charm to it, though.
Yeah. So they actually shot a blank gun on the sidelines.
Yeah. They had like it was a race.
No, I'm trying to think. I remember that. I had it when I was younger.
You had that?
I think so.
This stunned me, Robbie. I don't know if you've heard this, and I think this is going to knock your socks off because I feel like you love this man. Have you heard about who Henry Winkler is beefing with?
Don't tell me he's beefing with Adam Sandler.
No, he's not beefing with Adam Sandler. But this stunned me. Apparently, there is a longstanding feud between Henry Winkler and Tom Hanks.
Don't call him Henry Winkler.
He's the Fonz.
Call him the Fonz, because when you say Henry Winkler, I think of the coach and the water boy.
That's what I knew about him before I knew about the Fonz.
Huh?
I knew about the Waterboy coach before the Fonz.
Do you understand this man was the coolest guy in the world that one time in his life?
I wasn't alive. I wasn't alive to see it.
It was great at this Panthers game yesterday. There were these two hecklers who kept getting on Reimer. It just nonstop heckling Reimer the entire time. Like, I saw George Richards, who covers the Panthers from The Athletic. He goes, I hear people down in the stands chanting Reimer's name. Don't know if it's out of appreciation or mockery. I'm like, I can assure you, it was not for appreciation. People were mother bleeping Reimer the entire time. In fact, My daughter even got in on the Reimer slander because one guy goes, "Hey Reimer, you a hockey player or a ballerina?" And so my daughter found this hilarious. So she just kept saying, "Hey, you ballerina." I was like, "Hey, take it easy."
See this?
What?
Wells Fargo Center unveils a rage room where fans could just go and tear stuff up.
Yeah, that sounds lovely. I could never be a part of that.
That sounds like a lawsuit. Waiting to happen.
No, down here, they just tear each other up.
But these guys, I always love a good heckler, especially if it's in good fun. So there were these two Panthers fans. One guy had like a little horn, and he goes, "Reimer, don't move if you can hear me." Obviously, he's not going to move. He's in the net. So the guy goes, "That's right. I knew it. You suck, Reimer." It was a great line. I had a great time with those hecklers. And just out of nowhere, Robbie, he just goes, the Panthers are down 5-1. And out of nowhere, he goes, "You guys remember when Bobby Boucher showed up at halftime and they won the Bourbon Bowl, did ya? Panthers are coming back." Those guys are great. I gotta go meet them the next time at the game because they were hilarious. But they did not come back. They lost 6-3. And that was that.
Because Bobby Boucher didn't show up at halftime, that's why.
But anyway, so Henry Winkler and Tom Hanks have this longstanding feud, apparently. He was on a Andy Cohen show, and apparently a caller calls in. He goes, "Hey, what's the deal with you and Tom Hanks?" And he goes, and so the guy goes, the host asks him, is that a thing? He goes, "What was the real reason why you and Tom Hanks didn't get along on the set of Turner and Hooch? And did you ever wind up seeing the movie?" And he goes, first he fakes deaf. And he goes, "I was directing the movie for 13 days. And then I was called into the chairman of Walt Disney Studios' office. And he says, 'Do you have everything with you? Go home.'" He goes, after a moment's pause, Winkler added, "I got along great. Great with the dog. I love the dog." It was the dog's movie. I love the dog. So two guys who I feel like everybody thinks is nice guys in Hollywood.
Yes.
Henry Winkler and Tom Hanks, they have a blood feud.
It's still going on?
Yeah.
Wow. You think
Tom Hanks got him fired.
Who would win that fight?
Like in a fist fight?
Yeah.
I'd go Tom Hanks.
I mean, are both guys
in
their prime?
In their prime, if they're in their prime,
those movies with a ball.
Hold on, if they're fighting in their prime, I'll go with the Fonz. If they're fighting now, I'm going with Tom Hanks.
They're the same age, aren't they?
I think the Fonz has to be a little older.
Let's see, Henry Winkler.
You don't remember Tom Hanks? His starting role was Bosom Buddies, where he dressed up like a girl.
Wow, Tom Hanks is 63.
No, so he's 10 years younger than Winkler. Winkler's 73.
Yeah,
man.
You 70, you getting your ass kicked. I don't know. I was listening to radio yesterday, and Crowder. They were talking about Goldie Hawn, and Hawk goes, "She's sexy." He say, "They ain't no sexy 73-year-olds." I would agree.
Let's get to. Oh, I mean Pat Riley. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
The Heat, they got a preseason victory last night over the San Antonio Spurs. A revenge game confirmed for Bam Adebayo. And he dropped a 14-8 in a revenge game against Greg Popovich.
Really? You rolling great with that? By the way,
he had to be taught a lesson.
Texter chimes in. Leroy. Has Tobin traded Waiters, Gorin, and James Johnson for Bradley Beal yet?
Come on, man. That guy's living at the little kids' table. They would never
yet.
They would never take that trade.
He threw in Justice.
No, I didn't.
And Tyler Hero.
No, I didn't. You are putting words into my mouth. I just told you it was fodder last night on Heat Twitter. After Tyler Hero's amazing performance.
Every time there's fodder on Heat Twitter, your name always shows up on my timeline.
Okay, listen. Listen. All right.
Listen.
If fodder is happening on Heat Twitter, where some Heat fans are saying, he could be the final piece to get you Bradley Beal. Should that not be discussed? I'm not saying I'd do it. I voted for Tyler Hero in the Heat Reddit poll of who I'd rather have, or who I'd rather have on this team. Tyler Hero's amazing. Some Heat fans are saying the next Klay Thompson. That's what they're saying, Leroy.
After one day.
Hey.
This is like, I'm telling you, it sucks to be me.
Why?
Because, like, I appreciate fans.
Yeah.
And I get it.
Yeah.
But you don't think this is too much? You don't think this is too much too soon after one preseason game?
Listen, LeBron's gone. We know you're a Heat fan, listen, right? You've left the Cavaliers, even though you wore a cap shirt yesterday, which I was not happy about. Come on, man. What do you want me to do? You want me to just ignore the noise and just say, oh, let's just listen to the games?
Now we're talking about old guys. Chuck Norris, almost 80. He getting his ass kicked? Yes.
He's a martial artist.
Yes. There ain't no tomfoolery he could put on me that would not. I would kick Chuck Norris's ass. All 80 years old of him. I don't care what kind of. Right. I'm putting it out there. Like, y'all, call him, tell him what he want. He 80. He getting his ass kicked.
Listen.
Texter writes in, is it too late for me to put my life savings on Tyler Hero winning Rookie of the Year? Not yet. I wonder what those odds are. You probably should get on the ground floor, because one more performance like that in the preseason, the cat's going to be out of the bag, Leroy. Everybody's focusing yesterday, all the Sports Center highlights. Oh, Jimmy Butler debut with the Heat. I don't know if Tyler Hero got the respect that
he
deserved yesterday.
He did.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Careful. What else we
got,
Robbie?
I would say relax, everybody. Relax.
I'm just looking at the Rookie of the Year odds. So Zion Williamson still obviously the favorite at minus 140. I have to scroll down. Tyler Hero at plus 5,000, by the way, in case you're wondering.
Man.
That's a dollar.
That is tasty. That's a tasty morsel. That's an hors d'oeuvre right there.
Ooh, that's a bacon wrap.
That's a bacon wrap scallop right there.
Bacon wrap nothing.
Fine. What do you want it to be?
Bacon should be crispy and land on top of something as to provide a slight little crunch with plenty of flavor.
You think you could beat Chuck Norris in a fight?
Kick his ass.
You're crazy.
With a cigarette and a cup of coffee.
No, man.
In my other hand.
You're getting worse. In fact, I feel like he's head kicking you.
What?
Yeah, he's
wait.
He's head kicking you.
Wait. I'm going to tell you right now. If Chuck Norris is fast enough that he can swing that old ass leg, right? Even in the Tundra commercials, he ain't doing a whole lot of hitting.
Nah, man. You're done.
I would. If I got. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. I should be shamed for the rest of my life if I get head kicked by an 80-year-old man. Shamed for the rest of my life. Forever.
I don't think there's.
You know what? If I'm on the streets of Miami and I get head kicked by an 80-year-old, you know what you can say? Hey, don't say nothing to me. You got your ass kicked by an 80-year-old, and keep it moving. And I have to say nothing back.
No. You lost to Chuck Norris. There's no shame in that.
He's 80.
I just put it out as it's an official Twitter poll. You guys can vote now at @Brendan_Tobin, and I'll retweet it at 790 the ticket. Who wins a fight between Leroy Horde and 79-year-old Chuck Norris?
Let me tell you something. What? But are you crazy? He's a TV fighter. I'm not getting my ass kicked by a TV fighter.
Okay. Why are you so offended?
I'm offended that you even think.
He's Walker, Texas Ranger.
You think I'm going to get my ass kicked by an 80-year-old?
No, I feel like you're going to get your ass kicked by Chuck Norris.
Dude.
What?
You watch too much TV. 80 is 80, dude. That's just like, okay, you think I'm going to get, you think, wait, do you think dude from Gran Torino?
Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood could kick my ass?
No, but I feel like he's
Dirty Harry!
Nah, but that's, he doesn't have a gun. If he had a gun, I'd pick him in a fight.
Listen, you might have to help him pick that gun up. That big gun he used in Dirty Harry?
You feel like
that? Dude, that was the biggest, wait, you ever seen it in Dirty Harry movies? Chuck Norris had the biggest handgun I ever seen in my life. Go pull up a picture of the handgun in Dirty Harry. It was so big.
I've shot one of those. I shot one of those at Gun World. It's awesome.
Wait. That's young. What? That's Bowflex Tony Chuck Norris.
Well, I don't have I don't have old Chuck Norris fighting. I'm just
look at that. That right there?
Yeah. You're getting head kicked.
No, I'm not.
You're getting head kicked.
That's not the Chuck Norris I'm fighting.
I'm sure he can hit you over the head with a walker.
That's not the Chuck Norris I'm fighting.
He'd probably use his walker like a one of those things in the that they use.
Oh,
in
like a
gymnastic, a pommel horse.
A pommel horse.
And scissor kick you right in the head. Chip.
Oh, okay. Okay, Chip.
Chip, I'm gonna jump on Mountain Dew.
Y'all gonna get Chip ass kicked. Y'all keep messing around. Look, are you crazy?
Dude, you're
dumb. Look how old. What year was that film?
let's see. This Chuck Norris, this is 1997.
That's 59-year-old Chuck Norris?
Yeah.
Okay. Now imagine, he ain't getting those leg kicks that high then. Imagine where those leg kicks are going now. You gonna kick me in the knee?
I'm trying to find old Chuck Norris doing martial arts.
Somebody say
when you're Chucks.
Roy Bellamy.
Somebody said Leroy would get knocked out by the fist behind Chuck Norris's beard.
Roy Bellamy has weighed in.
What?
He says Chuck Norris is a mixed martial artist. That's an easy answer.
He's 80! Oh my goodness! Dude! I'm gonna tell you right now. You get the baddest, the baddest 80-year-olds you know. And line them up. Let them team up. Mm-hmm. I'm kicking all their asses. Are you kidding me? They gonna arrest me for
you claim you can beat any 80-year-old's ass.
Yes.
No.
Yes. You know what? In fact,
sir,
they might arrest me for
all,
abuse
all,
against
all,
an old
all, all respect. All respect. I respect the pedigree. Okay.
Right.
Professional athlete.
Right.
I am months removed from seeing you tweak a hamstring catching a water balloon.
It don't matter. If I tweak the hammy, what do you think that is?
I don't know.
There's
what
no
if, what
way.
If they're doing Pilates or something to
dude,
keep himself pliable?
Dude, I'm telling you, there's no sight unseen. Any 80-year-old.
Robbie, who do you have in this fight? You think Chuck Norris, right? If I asked around the building right now, how many people do you think are voting for you?
All of them.
No way. You're crazy.
All of them.
He's Chuck Norris.
I don't care.
67974.
Are you crazy?
I feel like he has a few moves left under his sleeve that he could pull off.
Dude, I don't understand y'all know how age works.
Is his sleeve one of those socks that keep up the varicose veins?
He said, what? Wait. You know what he's going to say after I scoop him up off the floor? 20 years ago, I would have kicked your ass. Well, it ain't 20 years ago. You ate it, Chuck Norris.
What, you think he's like Larry Merchant versus Floyd Mayweather?
Yes. Yes.
We'll be back after this.
It's protect yourself at all time. He done something dirty. We're not here to cry and complain about what he did dirty or what I did dirty. I was victorious. If he want a rematch, he can get a rematch.
You were in charge of the fight. You were aggressive and trying and taking advantage of what
you
saw as a flaw.
You know what I'm going to do? Because you don't ever give me a fair shake. You know that? So I'm going to go and let you talk to Victor Ortiz, all right? I'm through. They put somebody else up and give me an interview.
Talk
to Victor Ortiz.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
You heard him. You never give me a fair shake. HBO needs to fire you. You don't know about boxing. You ain't here. You got
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
You won't do and do not.
He said, 50 years younger. That's what Chuck Norris
He's
said.
A broadcaster. Larry Merchant is a broadcaster. You're talking about Chuck Norris. Everybody was Robbie, I don't know if you witnessed what the hell went down in the midst of the break. But
I was seeing it through the glass. I didn't even need any sound. I could tell what was going on.
You know what? I should fight Tobin for thinking something ridiculous like that.
Listen, we went and we Instagram live. You guys can see it. I still posted up there. So if you guys want to go see the video, because if you want to see Leroy freak out, like, I've never seen him this mad. And I've seen him mad, mostly at Beast. But I've never seen him this mad. He was outraged because I went around this building. All right. Probably like 40 people working right now. Not one picked him to beat 79-year-old Chuck Norris.
Except the other athlete.
except Rashad, who is just like the nicest guy ever. So of course he's gonna just tell Leroy what he wants to hear.
Really?
What?
Oh my goodness.
He does echo Leroy's point about Udonis Haslem.
I'd take Rashad in a fight against Chuck Norris. He's giant. He's a big man.
Chuck Norris wouldn't be able to get around him.
Yeah, he's got that reach.
He's also half the age of Chuck Norris.
I understand.
Do you know what 80 looks like in a fight?
I know what Chuck Norris looks like in a fight.
No, you don't. You showed me a video from 1997. You don't know what that looks like at 80. You don't.
What's the most recent photo of Chuck Norris I can find? Let me see. Let's see. Chuck Norris. You know what? I got that that Getty Images app. I bet I can find like a pretty recent photo of Chuck Norris. See what he is. See what I'm really working with. See what my pony looks like in this
Chuck,
actual fight.
Chuck going to take Leroy to the woodshed. No, he's not, because I'm going to have to wait for him to use the bathroom before he gets there. Because he's old.
He looks great.
Let me see.
He looks great, dude. You're getting kicked. Look at
Robbie. How recent is that?
That's 2018.
Okay.
It's 2018. He looks great.
Okay.
Look at those. Oh, look at those. Robbie.
Oh, yeah.
Look at those. See those Popeye forearms?
Oh, whoa.
Okay.
He's got that snap. Snap.
Okay.
Got the turnover.
Okay.
You guys can see the Instagram at The Ticket Miami. That's where you guys can see it on Instagram. Leroy freaks out. I'll put a shorter version up on the main page after the show so you guys can check that out. But,
oh,
my God.
Now, look. Yeah. Hey, I'm a ninja, too. Hmm? Ever heard of Blackie Chan?
Come on, man.
it's the same thing. TV.
Somebody just sent us a video that's titled Strongest Old Man. Old man beating up young man in boxing ring.
Let me see.
This I want to see.
How old, though?
Of course this picks out. Hold on. Let's see. Bringing it up. This is great radio, obviously. Here we go. Okay, so that's old man. And he looks fairly old, man. He looks like he's in his 60s. Look at that head movement that he's got, though.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Oh, he's beating the brakes off this young dude.
Wait. No, but let me tell you. Look, let me tell you what the problem is.
He's talking to
dude
the crowd.
Dude is in there bare.
He's talking to the
dude's
to
in there. Look, he in there barefoot. He ain't got no headgear on. He's just thinking, oh, this old guy. No. Let me tell you something.
I just retweeted the video. You guys can see it at @Brendan_Tobin. I'll retweet it at 790 the ticket. You can see old man kicking young man's ass. That is what Chuck Norris versus Leroy Horde would look like.
Look, all right, here's the two things. After one Chuck Norris spinning kick, Leroy will wake up 3 hours later on the ground asking how did he end up on the ground. And then followed by, y'all crazy. 80-year-olds don't have balance. Leroy.
Some do. I've seen 80-year-olds. Some
80-year-olds. He got 80-year-old balance.
Some 80-year-olds go to yoga. I just showed you him. He looks like he's in good shape. Let me ask you something. Who would you take in a fight? Eric Spoelstra or Pat Riley?
Huh?
Who would you take in a fight? Eric Spoelstra or Pat Riley?
Eric Spoelstra.
I'm taking Pat Riley.
I'm taking Pat Riley.
I don't think Eric Spoelstra's going to throw a punch at his boss.
I don't think you would either.
Okay, but you.
What about Dan Craig?
Dan Craig,
the on the bench, on the assistant, the on the bench.
Pat Riley.
Would you take him or Pat Riley?
I'm not taking Pat Riley, man.
Why? He's in great shape.
He put Deion Waiters into shape.
He did.
What's wrong with you guys?
I'm nothing. We're just asking questions. We're just spitballing here.
Okay.
You don't think any old-timer can get the best of somebody? What's the cutoff age?
Oh, somebody said Miyagi was 80 when he whooped everyone's ass. On TV, dude.
There's no obstacles.
And here's the only thing.
Tons of
here's why y'all feel this way.
Why?
You want to know why y'all feel this way? Because Levitard said he could kick every 70-year-old's ass.
Did he say that?
Yep. He said you could line him up and he would hose him down.
That's not true, though.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
I don't know if I'm taking his side on that, but I'm taking my side. And I'm telling you right now.
Then you're making the exact same argument that Dan is.
No, pretty much.
Okay, so Okay, so let me get this straight. Just so I'm clear.
Yes.
John Bones Jones turns 80.
Kicking his ass.
You're kicking John Jones' ass.
At my current age. Yes.
You now, I get to go into a time hop, and I get 80-year-old John Jones.
And to get
you think you can beat him in a fight.
You get Zazzle John Jones?
He's not Zaslow John Jones. He's John Jones, John Jones.
No, I'm saying like old looking.
He's John Jones, but he's 80.
Okay, kicking his ass.
Okay, sure. All right.
Dude, I don't care what you used to do. When you're 80, you can't do it.
You still have some natural instincts.
No, you don't. They're slow.
He's still going to have that reach.
Oh, my God.
He's going to have that reach.
What about 80-year-old DC?
Oh, no. DC's 40. He's ready to hang him up. DC's going to be looking like Maurice Jones-Drew in about 6 months after this last Stipe fight.
Somebody chimed in even better. My 12-year-old could take Chuck Norris. Once you pass 65, you're an old man and can't hang anymore.
Is this 12-year-old an amateur boxer?
Huh?
Is this 12-year-old an amateur boxer?
I don't know.
Maybe this kid has skills.
I'm a huge Heat fan, but Riley would get his butt beat by Spo. Spo would knock that ass out.
I don't know, man. First of all, who do you feel like is?
Chuck Norris over Leroy. Does Leroy even own a total gym? Dude, I am a gym.
Leroy can get. Listen, I'm not gonna lie. Leroy's in very good shape. He gets after it. I mean, he has to get
right,
that body working.
Aside from that one,
I've worked out next to Leroy like 4 times. Never with him, been without him, drenched in sweat, working his ass off.
Let me explain something.
He's in very good shape.
Here, you ready for this one? This is where I draw the line. Right, Stallone would kick.
No,
I'm gonna tell you. You have crossed the line.
I've tried to talk to Antonio Tarver. I don't think Stallone could beat you in a fight.
Right.
I don't think so.
Right.
Because he killed all my dreams where he said that Stallone was 5'8".
Right.
Because you argued for like 8 shows that he was 5'8". I was refusing to hear it. But then then we had Mason the Line Dixon on the show and he confirmed, and he said that he'd destroy him in a fight.
Right.
Did you guys see Bernard Hopkins how he got his ass kicked? You can't fix old. Yeah, but. He's up against another professional boxer. I mean, like, you know, eventually he was going to run into one. That's different. You're mostly right. But we can say, all right, let's just do this with science.
Yeah, science.
Okay.
Yeah, science. The 80-year-old's getting his ass kicked.
No.
Really?
An 80-year-old.
Wait, you remember the old two football players fighting? Right?
What, the Canadian? The
yeah.
Canadian?
Did you see how slow those fists were thrown?
Yeah, but that was old against old.
Okay,
so what do you think old versus young is going to look like, Robbie?
Yeah, but they're two experienced football players.
Yeah, and this guy has... This is martial arts skill that he has that he's bringing to the table.
Okay, great. Drinking some green tea, get all your herbs and spices and stuff.
What's the oldest Chuck Norris? Okay, so do you think Chuck Norris at any point could have kicked your ass?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what about 60-year-old Chuck Norris?
That's close, but I think it'd be a good fight. Cause do I get?
It's a fight. I'm putting you in a cage.
I'm 30.
No, you're you.
No.
No, you now versus 60-year-old Chuck Norris.
No.
70-year-old
I have no
Chuck
chance.
Norris.
70. I think I can get him. Oh, man. Dude, pride won't let me lose to a 70-year-old.
Okay, I'm sure a lot of fighters have said that I have pride.
Not against a 70-year-old.
How many guys do you think who we've seen be head kicked? Do you think they had pride?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
All right.
You know, I love you. This is not a case of me not believing in your athletic ability.
No.
He's just Chuck Norris.
Right.
As the rest of the world agrees, except for Rashad.
Okay. Herschel Walker is old and whipping young professional MMA fighters. That was once. And that was 5 or 6 years ago.
No, that was like 10 years ago.
But
he's crazy. He does like 1,000 push-ups and 1,000 sit-ups a day. He's 57. I thought he was older than that.
No.
Herschel, let's see.
He was 40. He was either 50 or 40. He was close to 50.
I think he was 50. I think he was
right.
50. Trying to see where. Here we go. Mixed martial arts career. He's 2-0. His last fight was in 2011.
You ready? He would get the Sean Connery fingertip throat job, and Leroy goes throat jab. Let me explain something to you. Throw him in the mix, too.
Sean Connery?
Yes.
I feel like you'd be Sean
Connery.
Sean Connery,
Sylvester Stallone,
No, but you're talking about Hollywood tough guys. I think
Chuck Norris
martial arts skills.
Oh, no. He's a black belt, and he's got skills. But he ain't using it in the real world. He uses it in movies.
George Foreman was damn near 50, knocked Michael Moore out. Yeah, I remember.
Oh, George Foreman's different.
George Foreman is
he got cinder blocks on the end of his arms.
He's got extraterrestrial power.
Yeah.
Um,
look, Osteoporosis won't let you lose to a 7-year-old, not pride. Exactly. So imagine 80.
He doesn't have osteoporosis.
Really?
He doesn't
okay.
have osteoporosis.
So he's the only. Right.
Bro, it feels like, I bet you Chuck Norris is drinking nothing but kale. He's like a sea otter.
Wait, here we go. Leroy, I'll dissect this fight. If it's a stand-up fight, Leroy wins. If it goes to the ground, Norris wins the ground and pound.
Okay, so what happens when he judo flips you and throws it to the ground?
You think I'm going to let that old-ass man get that close to me? Oh, my goodness.
What do you mean that close to you? What am I? What are you going to Superman punch him?
Bob Barker, add him in there, too.
Jackass.
15 minutes of heat is next. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Robbie the Degenerate. Keeping things rolling smoothly. If you
it's
guys
not
missed.
Smoothly. Y'all accused me of losing to a
Nobody accused you of anything, man. You just asked a question, and the people have spoken. Mm-hmm. It's 15 minutes of heat. You guys can listen to Heat Basketball tonight. Heat are taking on the Hornets back to back. See
listen.
If listen. Myers. Myers starting yesterday, getting you those rebounds. Who says that he ain't going to have rebounders? Myers Leonard out there rebounding with his big-ass voice. Tyler Hero lighting it up. Maybe a piece in the Bradley Beal trade. You know, it's all good, man. It's fun. It was a fun night last night. Better night. Whoever watched Heat Basketball last night, more fun night than I had watching the Panthers.
I tried to watch both, and then I threw in a little baseball. Got to tell you, I'm a little annoyed with baseball.
Why's that?
I'm tired of every night chasing your ass around.
Oh, just finding the channel?
Yeah.
It is a bit of a
roulette. Because it was on FS1 last night.
Yeah, it's FS1, TBS, TNT.
Yeah, right. TBS has the rights to the National League this year, and then Fox Sports 1 and sometimes MLB Network has the right to the American League playoffs.
All right, so you'll be watching the Cardinals versus
Braves.
The Cardinals.
Two game fives.
No. I'm talking about the NLCS. You'll be watching the Cardinals versus either the Dodgers or the Nationals.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
So
you know what the Braves
are. On TBS.
On TBS. The Braves' former network.
Yeah, still pissed off they started Verlander.
I know, man. They were going for it. Yeah. I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know. Sense.
You want your ace for the game five.
But they got some like two aces with Garrett Cole.
Okay, I still want Verlander.
They're feeling a little froggy is what they did.
Yep.
That's what they did yesterday.
They probably said, oh, we could just end it today and have more rest for everybody.
Yesterday, the Heat had Bam Adebayo yesterday, 14 points, 8 rebounds, 2 blocks. Jimmy Butler went out. He had 10 points. He had 5 assists. He was 4 of 8 from the field, 1 of 3 from downtown. Justice Winslow had 11 points. He was 5 of 13 from the field. And the big one yesterday, of course, was Chris Silva, who had 16 points in 14 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
9 rebounds. And Spo is famous for saying, made us watch him, which I always love. I always love his description of stuff. Here is Jimmy Butler, though. The big story of the game, obviously, was Tyler Hero. He was awesome. And if you're a Heat fan, you have to be excited about your first-round pick and what he showed out there on the floor. So here is your free agent prize, Jimmy Butler, heaping the praise on Tyler Hero until he starts walking by in the locker room.
Yeah, that's what he's supposed to do. He's a player, man. He's going to be big for us, big for this city. They're going to fall in love with him as they should. Because he grinds. Tyler's terrible, man. He's trash.
I love it.
That's it?
Yep.
That's how they do the young guys, man.
And when he says big for the city, he means either on the floor or in getting us Bradley Beal. Either way, we'll always remember you, Tyler.
Is there ever a player you regret doing that with?
Doing what?
What if he is the guy?
I would love
like
it.
You trading the guy for
I'm
another
not
guy,
trading him.
And then
I'm
the
not
guy
trading
you trade
him.
Is the guy. Like, yeah, man.
If a poll is on Heat Twitter, I must report it. I don't know what to tell you.
And what do they want? They want Bradley Beal?
I'll tell you what the results are right now because I gave it a little bump retweet. Wait, that's the poll between.
Hey, everybody asks me why I scream. I'm not screaming, but here's why I get animated. Leroy would lose against Poppy Lebatard for sure. Hashtag Blackie Chan down. Really? How am I supposed to respond to that?
I don't know, man. this was from Heat Guru, @RileyWeTrust is his handle. He put out a poll. If you had to pick Who would you rather have on the Heat right now if you could only have one of the following players, Tyler Hero or Bradley Beal? 62% of the vote, Leroy, says Tyler Hero. That's who I voted for.
The worst. This is it. I got to watch my back. Got to watch my back. Tobin would try to trade Leroy for Joe Rose.
a Twitter poll. Who is winning a fight between Leroy and 79-year-old Chuck Norris? I'm not going to read this. You're just going to get mad. 83% of the people say Chuck Norris.
I want to cuss! Are you fools crazy? Oh, my goodness.
It's very, very lopsided.
Here, in the real world, okay? In the real world, there are no 80-year-old badasses. None. There's not. There's not.
I mean, physically.
Physically. Okay. Correct. No 80-year-old badasses. There's badass 80-year-olds in movies, right? Clint Eastwood is badass in his movies, but if you ever seen Clint Eastwood when they have him on the Golf Channel, he looks 80.
Yeah.
And it looks like
he doesn't have the makeup chair.
Right.
Right. But Chuck Norris's martial arts don't need makeup. They are what they are.
But you know what they need not have? Osteoporosis.
You don't know that he has osteoporosis. He could have very good bones. He could.
Dude, 80.
Drinks a lot of milk.
80 is 80.
Quinville will be in a fight.
Look at this. Now they're voting on that. Vote one for Joe Rose. I can't win today. Y'all got me today. Yeah. Yep.
Quinville beat you in a fight. Quinville beat you in a fight.
Is it on ice?
No. It's on land.
Regular?
Yeah, he beat you in a fight. Let's see how old is he. Joel. Quinville. He's 61. He beat you in a fight. What was that? It's only 10 years older than you. He's only 10 years older than you?
He's how much?
10 years older than you.
Let me see. His 6'1".
He's a solid 6'1", too. I've stood next to him. He's in good shape. He's skating out there every practice.
Yeah, he's probably a little more active than me. But I'm not just throwing the towel in.
Got that mustache rage.
Yeah.
As he did yesterday when they were down 4-0, and he looked at you. He wanted to fight everybody.
You know who he looks like? What's my man?
Zonka?
No.
Schnellenberger?
No. That owns the restaurants.
Bo Camper. Oh, he does look like Bo
Camper. Yes. If Bo Camper had white hair.
Yeah, if Bo Camper. Yeah, like if Bo Camper
had white
the right look. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, a little bit. Bo Camper's still scarier than him, though. Bo Camper kick ass.
Clint Eastwood looks 80 because he's 89.
So in retrospect, he looks pretty good.
Huh?
He looks pretty good then.
No, he doesn't. Every time they do a tournament out on Pebble Beach, he like lives out there. So they have him on. And I'm telling you, it doesn't look good.
Didn't Clint Eastwood recently have a kid? I just when I saw that somewhere. Like in his 80s.
No, he just did a movie.
I could have sworn I saw People magazine one time a headline at Publix. Clint Eastwood.
You ready for this? Chuck Norris is a black belt. Leroy is just black. Advantage Chuck Norris. What are you getting? Come on, man. It's Wednesday.
Oh. Another text in. Joe would whoop all y'all. I'd take Joe against Chuck Norris. I think Joe Rose beat Chuck Norris's ass.
Huh? You think who?
Nothing.
Did I miss something?
Yeah. No, you're good.
You're the worst.
I just got a random text from a martial arts insider. He says, I know Chuck. He still trains hard. He will knock out joints.
See? He's still training out there, Leroy.
Okay, great. I take my chances.
I'm telling you.
Any 79-year-old.
It ends in head kick.
Okay, really?
Yep.
And you think he could kick me hard enough to knock me out?
Yes.
A 79-year-old.
Yes. Is that disrespectful to you?
Yes, it is.
I don't think it is. It's not like I'm telling you'd lose to any 79-year-old. This is a rare unicorn.
No, it's not.
It is.
79-79. Dude, I'm telling you, line them up right outside, and it's I'll mow them down.
It's all relative, though. Wait.
I will mow them down all the way to proper size to make me a breakfast egg.
He's not your average human. He's Chuck Norris. It'd be like if I...
On TV. In the real world, no. He's Chuck Norris, the person.
He's Chuck Norris, the Chuck Norris.
Okay, great. Great. Unless he bringing that truck commercial with him, he going to get his ass kicked.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Enjoy heat tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.